All right, you boys ready to do this?
Yes, sir.
Do it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Shifting the Gears. I'm Kyoshin Sakura, and today we've got a kind of a big party. Back again is Quinn, aka Blue Moose, as well as Coach, and then Carlos, aka Legion. And today we have the part three of three series with Joe Ojeda. How's everybody doing today?
Pretty good.
Doing well.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, is using your answer, right?
All right, you had a good workout, I see.
Oh, just tired.
Yeah, good workout on the joints.
All right. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, man, good question. Yeah, I'm 48 years old. I'm from California. I've been doing the whole PlayStation GT sport sim racing for a good old year. I started with you guys back on the Mazda series for the first time. And then did this last season on the GT3s, which has been a blast. I got a family. I'm married. Got two kids. Living the dream over here, man.
That's awesome. So what we're going to do today is kind of do a round the table, so to speak, and let everybody ask different questions. I got to ask mine since Coach on my screen's to my right. Do you want to go next, Coach? You have any questions for Joe?
I didn't prepare any, but... Why don't you guys hit up the ones you did last to me, and then I can try to fill in a little bit.
For sure. Let's see. You got anything, Carlos, or do you want to save those for later?
I'll save mine for later, but Joe, I do want to ask, what brought you into sim racing?
Well, you know, I've been doing it on my own for many, many years, starting out with doing F1 racing on the Xbox, you know, doing F1 back in 2010, all the way through all their series. And then Coach and I have been friends for a long time. He's like, hey, come and jump on the old GT Sport with the PlayStation right before Christmas. I think it was like 2019. And so I'm like, fuck, I don't have a PlayStation. I don't have a wheel for the PlayStation. And so I go, all right, I'm gonna figure out how to do this. So I jumped on, looked for an old PlayStation, you know, PS4. I found one online, bought it, went out and bought me a, what's the wheel, Coach? The G...
T150.
And I'm like, I'm in, bro, let's go. And so I did that, and I've been hooked ever since, man. That's where I started. But, yeah, so I've been doing a lot of online racing for a while, but mostly F1 stuff on the Xbox. But yeah, it's been all on my own, you know, no friends, no clubs, no groups.
Loner.
Just out there doing on my own for fun, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. And sorry to cut you off. I've been told that you have a Mini Cooper in real life. So do you have like in real life experience in racing?
Well, I racing, not so much, but yeah, I got a little 04 RS R53. Mini Cooper that I've been autocrossing for many years. Coach knows I've invited him out to go out and do some racing with us, but I've done a couple of track days. I've been to Laguna Seca, been to like Button Willow, tracks like that just for fun. So that's my real world experience, if you will.
I would have to say he beats all of us in that category.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, having gone to Laguna and Seca and all those good, awesome tracks, that's definitely beating me for sure. None of my tracks are even noteworthy. Damn, yeah, Canada.
Awesome. All right, Canada. All right, so let's see. I guess my next question would be, since you kind of answered it in a sense, but are you part of any leagues or teams currently?
Is that for me, Toyo?
Yeah.
Just the league we are in with AATW. Yeah, no other leagues. I started looking into doing the F1 league with this NSW league, and got the newest Formula One package for PlayStation, but I have not put any time into it, have not done any races. That's the only other thing I thought about doing. And I realized after, you know, a couple of practices and preparations for some races that I'm nowhere ready for it. It was quite intense with the F1 game and the PS4. And so I kind of said, all right, I might hit that later on. But for now, I was like, that's a little too much for now. But no, so yeah, the only one I'm in is just this this league we're all racing in.
And my other part is, are do you race on a team for the league, or you kind of just race solo?
No, I'm a part of the Innate Instinct Motorsport team. Yeah,
flash it.
Yeah, yeah. So happy to be with these guys. We've spent a lot of time together doing practices up to race days. I've learned a lot from these guys. Hopefully, they've learned a little bit from me. It's been fun to be with these guys and figure out, you know, what we got to do to be better. And I think our results over this season have showed, taking the top three, right? That's pretty awesome. So yeah, these guys have been fun to play with. And I hope we, in the Mazda Cup coming up, we show even better results.
I don't know how you get better than top three overall.
Me, what, do you guys gonna enter the chart?
Better would be when I'm on first. That's
okay. So you've got the personal goal to do better.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I can appreciate that. Everyone wants to do better. Take that number one spot.
I have to say, it's kind of nutty the fact that that team took 1, 2, 3. So Quinn, when's everybody else gonna catch up to these guys?
Well, hopefully, Stream Team Racing will be picking up. They got some really good racers on the team now, so they'll. We'll see. Well, maybe we'll knock a couple of people out of at least P2. Maybe knock Legion out of P1 finally.
So for me personally, because I haven't gotten to participate with you guys as much or catch as many of the races, I asked everybody else this, but what do you say was the highest tension point in the season? Like, is there a certain moment that sticks out to you that goes, this race or this moment was way higher tension, or was it throughout like the entire season?
Wow, for me, it was this very last race is the only time I really felt that I had a little tension. I was, you know, battling with Coach because both of us in second place, none of us were going to catch Legion, right? He was way ahead of us. But that last race at Panorama, we were, you know, fighting for that second or third or fourth place. And the one thing that it came down to me was battling with the lap traffic. Some of the guys that we were lapping weren't, you know, really following or abiding to the blue flags. And I was like, come on, guys, get out of our way. We're here. We're fighting. So I was feeling a little stressed on the very last race, more than any other race in the whole season, just for that reason right there, man. Really fighting, really pushing. And the guys on the back markers who weren't just getting out of the way, realizing that we were all fighting for this championship. And I think it really came down to Coach and I, right?
Yeah.
I knew coming in, I was in second place. Coach was in third. It was going to come down to that very last race to figure out who could take it. And I felt that's what it came down to, man, really pushing through the back markers, them not getting out of the way. And at the end of that race, it really paid off for Coach, I know, but that was probably the most stressful point of the race, knowing I had to finish either behind him or in front of him to get second place, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Now, I got a pretty good one, I think. Which track did you find provided you with the best battles between another racer?
I would say again, the last race of the season, probably. I'm trying to remember some of the last races and I'm sorry, I can't remember some of the battles from the earlier races. So I'm honed in very much on the last race, right? But that was probably the one where really fighting to get through the markers. I know Legion was running up front, Stig, this new entry, falling through into third, and I'm right behind him in the very last few laps of the race, trying to push through that. I think that was where all I really remember is the last race, man. All the other races, I think, you know, I did okay, and I did enough to score some good points, but the last race is the most memorable one of them all.
No, I'm going to go ahead and toot your horn for you because you didn't do it enough there. You were a little modest. I'm going to go ahead and say that you did a lot better than just okay on the races. You did
I would say amazing, so. I'd say.
I remember Big Willow was one of the good ones. He spun out, I think was 12th, and came back and finished 4th.
That's impressive.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That's a good race for you.
And this you last race. This last race, yeah, he had to finish 3rd or better to keep his spot. And I had to finish 1st or 2nd. And not till the last lap did I get in 2nd. And I was just trying to keep it and trying to see if Joe would pass to 3rd. If he got 3rd, then I would have been done.
But Joe, if I'm not mistaken, you were only a couple seconds off of getting 3rd.
Yeah. So he ran down to the last, I mean, obviously from taking photos of the replay, the last turn right before that short little stretch, he was right behind Stig. So, I mean, he was right there. So I mean, I barely got my 2nd spot. So it was close.
Let's see.
I also want to commend Joe. I was just looking at the season standings for the last, like, all of the races. And Alsace, yeah. Monza, Kyoto, he was all right behind me in 2nd. And he was giving me pressure. So I can say that Joe is a phenomenal racer, yeah. At least from what I can see. He has his own driving style, and it's hard to coach him. He doesn't need the coaching, but it's hard to, you know, compare lines and compare this because he has such a unique driving style where he keeps the gears up, and his trail braking is so unique in ways, and he's just a phenomenal racer.
So yeah, I have to ask you something real quick, Joe. Do you think having more real life experience is affecting how you sim race, or do you just visualize the track different than most people see it?
Nah, you know what? Whatever real life experience I have, I don't think really plays into it. I think this whole sim racing is a world of its own. You got to just kind of figure out how the cars behave, you know, what the equipment you have, the brakes you have with the pedals and all that. You know, I'm not using anything fantastic, right? I got a G29 wheel and pedals and
T150.
You just got to adapt and figure it out. So no, I don't think any of the real world experience has really played in, you know, to make it better or worse for that sake. I think it's just, you know, we all want to go out there and go fast, and we got to learn how to adapt to what we have, kind of thing. And so I think that's the part where I kind of try to figure out where I'm at. And I feel like I'm technically okay and I can be fast right off the bat, but the race strategy and then your just race game that you bring in. And again, I'll say that that's probably the harder part of the whole thing. Coming up with you guys, someone like Legion, coach, everyone in this series, everybody's comes in with a certain strategy, but your race game has got to be just on point to beat these guys, right? And that's where I feel like I probably have the most area to learn. I can be fast. I can bust fast laps. I can come out and practice and be the quickest guy. But on race day, man, it's like you got to put it all together for an hour. And that's a whole different game. And that's where I feel like I got a lot to learn in that area.
This is a great group of guys to definitely be learning from.
Oh, he cut out. He did have a T150, and then he found a used G29 and switched over.
Oh, so he is upgraded. Okay, I thought he misspoke there.
Yeah, me too.
He switched over.
Gotcha. That's pretty neat.
While we wait for him to come back, I do want to ask you: is how do you feel about the GT Spree as a whole? What do you think could be better? What do you think should change? What do you think should stay the same? We'll start off with Toyo, since he wasn't really in it, but from an outsider's perspective, I do want to hear what it's like.
I personally enjoy it. I think it's pretty good. Welcoming, competitive, but welcoming. Personally, for me, nobody's ever turned down an opportunity to help me if I'm on it at the same time as you guys are. Of, hey, can somebody show me this or show me that, or how can I get better? Outside of my personal experience, I've witnessed it where you guys have been very welcoming to everybody. and very helping to show people and make it fun for everybody. But as far as an experience, it's definitely great. I definitely had a lot more fun with this group than I have pretty much anywhere else or even online. You'll get a lot of hate messages online for even daily races because you bump somebody because you got bumped and now you're getting a hate mail.
Gotcha. Sorry, I want to reiterate the GT Spree specifically.
Just GR3?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back.
Oh, I think it was great. It was nice to see the change instead of just the Mazda Cup or GR4. I think the GR3 adds a different perspective. It makes it a little bit more interesting where you guys get a little bit of mix up in the midfield.
Yeah, I would agree. Quinn?
Honestly, I love GT Spree as it is. I don't think I would change anything off the top of my head. Maybe a couple of tracks.
Okay,
sounds good. My least favorite ones out and make that better.
Sounds good. On to Coach.
I'd be curious to maybe run it a little longer, or even have qualifying maybe a little longer, because I know sometimes we run out of space. So maybe that'll give us time to get another few tries at a faster lap. I would like to make more, not mandatory, but official practices, like race day practices, so we can kind of get a feel for the whole thing, like with everybody, because it's one thing to run it on your own or with two or three other guys, but when it's the whole stack, it's a little different. I mean, I don't know if that'll help much or not, but
I feel like it would. It'd give you a better sense for how everybody in a sense is going to drive, mm-hmm. especially for the lap cars you're going to run into.
Yeah.
Like you top four, top five, they're going to run away with the field. You're going to hit lap traffic pretty quick.
Yeah.
So it's going to give you a better chance to feel them and them to get a better chance to adapt.
Yeah.
And understand how to more correctly handle the situations when they are getting lap cars coming up on them.
Yeah.
So they keep the sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Awesome. And Joe, we were just talking about what would you change about the GT Spree? How did you like it? Exactly. What would you like to see in the future for the GT Spree?
You know, the only thing I think I would change is I would make the championship based on the overall versus the five best races. And you know, I've missed a few, and I think we all may have missed a few throughout the season. But I think that is a true measure of what the championship is or should be. And you know, if you can't make a race, then it's a loss, right? And I accept that. But I think at the end of the day, that's the true measure of the race, using the overall race results as the whole season, not just the top five.
Right. I actually liked it. I can respect that.
I like that as well.
Yeah. All right. Toyo, would you like to lead us?
Let's see. All right, cool. Sorry, I'm getting these random Zoom notifications.
It's all good.
All right, let me cover for you then, let you get caught up on your notifications here. All right, so Ojeda, we've talked about how you have your mini. So let's go into a little theoretical here. What is, if you could have no budget, any dream car you want, what would it be? And then again, no budget, but any project car that you could have, what would the project car be?
If I could just go buy any car in the world right now, I would go buy a 911 GT3. That's my dream car, and it's always been.
I'm going to put my bias aside here and say that's not a bad choice.
Never owned a Porsche. It's not a bad choice. Yeah, and if I could have any project car, dream project car, I would buy a Shelby Cobra with a big old monster V8 in it, and make a autocross car out of it.
Now I got to get a little more specifics on that one. What year of Shelby Cobra?
Oh,
we're talking AC body or Mustang body?
AC body Cobra. No, early late 60s Cobra.
Oh, you're talking real.
Yeah. All right. Classy. I like that.
And I wouldn't even mind having a replica, like one of the remakes of them with the fiberglass body and the whole works. and make an autocross car or a track car out of it, that would be so awesome to have.
Truly brilliant. I love that.
Cool.
All right. Coach, you got a question for him?
Not yet.
All right.
Well, your hair.
Yeah, we're gonna just move on a bit towards the league a bit more. The first question would be, what got you into the league, and how do you feel just being in it, about a newcomer and now as a person that you know, has been here for a while?
Let him enjoy that drink.
I have to blame Coach for getting into the league. Yeah, no, Coach, I would have to blame him for getting me in here. I've been doing a little bit of online racing with F1 and stuff with the Xbox, and then Coach was like, hey, you should jump into this PS4 GT Spree stuff, and I got right into it, so I'll blame him for that.
Good blame, though, right?
What was the second
half? Yes, Coach. Legion, what was your second half of the question?
Oh, yeah, how did you feel in it as a newcomer and now as someone that's been in it for a while?
Yeah, as a newcomer, I was like a little intimidated because, you guys were fast and you still are. And so my first memory of this whole thing was with the Mazda Cup that we did last time, and I'm not a big fan of the slower cars, but I try to figure it out, and I truly found to enjoy it, and but at the same time I was like, god damn, I'm nowhere near as fast as a lot of these guys were, you know, all you in this group actually. And so that's one of my first memories of jumping into this series. And I still remember that because I was really taken back by, I'm like, these guys are serious, right? They're fast, really fast. And so that's something I've settled with a little over the last few months, and learned that, you know, it just takes a little practice, right? And just keep working at it. And I'll at least hang with you guys. That's the hopes at least.
Yeah, I personally think you have the potential to you know, I mean, you're already really fast, but I think you, if you put in a bit more time, literally all you need is a bit more time. If you could find that time, I think you would be definitely competing for first. And you too, Coach, you just gotta keep working at it. You two are literally equals to me, and it may not seem that way because first, second, and third is a fixed position, but I would say you guys are all equals to me, so except Quinn.
Yeah, and thanks for that, Carlos. I appreciate it, and I do feel that way. I think my car selection for this GT Spree probably wasn't the best. I think the Toyota that I chose and the Porsche have their moments, but there are a few tracks where maybe they aren't the best. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the Mazda series where, you know, it kind of takes that out of the equation. And I, if I remember right, I had a win in the Mazda Cup, and that felt good. And I was not too far behind, you know, at least very competitive in that series. And I look forward to that again, because I think that really.
Gotcha. Okay. Wait, sorry, it's kind of cutting out. I couldn't hear you at the end there.
Yeah, you're a little frozen right now.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear us, Joe?
A question for me would be, what is everybody's more specifically, Joe, because you're the main guest today. What is your favorite group of group class car to run? Like, do you like the GT Spree, or do you like more something like a spec class, where it's a specific car with the set settings?
Yeah, you know, I think as I've played over the last year, I think the Group 3 cars are probably my favorite. I've tried these daily races with the, you know, various classes of cars. I think the Group 4 cars have been pretty fun with the daily races. I'll be honest, the Mazda and those kind of spec cars have not been my favorite. But at the same time, when we are all together doing these races in the Mazda Cup, I kind of forget about that because it really becomes a competitive thing with everyone to try to win. And we know, or at least I know, it's all about the driver in those classes. So I argue and I bitch about how slow those cars are, you know, kick the horsepower up, make them faster. But at the same time, once we're in there racing or, like, you know, practicing with the coach the other day, I'm like, there and use your skill to try to win, right? So at the end of the day, I think the group three cars are probably my favorite.
Solid.
I totally agree with you on that one. Fast cars, good handling.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll continue on then. How do you feel about the league's growth? Like, you know, you joined in fairly early compared to, you know, all the newcomers that we have now. So, you know, I just want to get your thoughts on how you feel about the league's growth.
You know, I think it's been pretty good. I mean, from a social media aspect, I see you guys really promoting and putting it out there what we're doing, and I think that's really cool. From my early start of the league with the Mazda Cup and then moving into GT3, I think we had a group of people that I thought were like totally stellar, right? All you guys have been really fun to race with and practice with. And although I will say, I think some of the newcomers and where we're going with that, I feel like we need to be a little better with vetting racers to be kind of where we're at. And I don't know how else to say that. I mean, there's a certain respect we have, and I've learned from you guys, from Toyota to Boost to Coach and you, Legion, that we all want clean races, right? We all want to be out there and having fun, and shit happens. We all make mistakes, but I think there's a certain respect that we have that is just really awesome. And so the newer guys that are coming in that we've had, and some I can't say are all of them, because we've had some really good guys coming in and since I've been moved, you know, in this series, and they've come in, but and maybe not so lucky in some cases. So I think it's coming along pretty well, and I really like the way it's going, and I think this series has a lot of potential, and I think the numbers are showing that, right? We got more racers than we can hold in any given race, and I think the Mazda Cup might prove that to be true. You know, I think just the caliber and how we qualify people and how we get people in may need to just really look at people closer and vet them out a little better. And even if it takes a couple of, you know, races, practices, or whatever it is, to really say, hey, these guys are on point and let's let them in. I want to really make sure, I think that we all find people that are kind of where we are at, right? And we are where we are. And that, we, you know, we could all toot our horns or whatever, but I think it's a different class of people that we're looking for. And you guys are all definitely all that. And I'm really happy about that. So I think it's to say that since I've started with the Mazda Cup and then into this last GT Spree, that we've had a really great class of people and it's moved along pretty well. So that's pretty awesome.
Gotcha.
For me, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, I would fully agree. So you're not really saying like speed wise, you're just saying like, you know, certain caliber of like being sportsmanship and morale and kind of just, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
Quality.
Yeah. You know, we all want to look out and do, I guess when you're on the track, you want to do what's right, you know, and like I said, we've all made mistakes and I probably knocked you off the track. I know I've knocked Coach off a few times, you know, here and there. And that's one thing, but, you know, we want to find a group of people who are out there, you know, who know how to race, right?
Right.
And know when it's time to get out of the way or know when it's time to really fight. And that's something I think is really important. You know, we've all, and I think we could all relate with like the daily races, right? You get out there and you find these races that are just like, man, what the hell just happened, right? And that's not the kind of people we want to race day to day. We got to have a little bit of trust in everybody we race with every weekend or every month, however it goes. And I think that's important.
You definitely want to be able to know the guys you're running with. And not going to make intentional mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
At least be able to predict what's going to happen at each.
Yeah, and like I said, mistakes happen, right? We've all done it, and I'll be the first to admit that I've made plenty of mistakes. But
me too.
You want to be able to say, "Hey, that guy didn't do that on purpose, or he's not out there trying to, you know, bump me out on the first corner of the first lap," kind of thing. And
you need to know it's not malicious.
Yeah. Right.
With the exception of when you take coach off the track, those are definitely malicious because you want that second place.
That don't count. Yeah, that don't count at all.
No.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. Yeah. Sounds good.
Definitely quality over quantity for sure. That's number one.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, Quinn or Toya?
Coach, we got one. Go ahead. Let's see
the hand go up.
All right, so. I told the guys that you switched over from your T150 to the G29. I told them a little bit last time about how you helped me build my rig. So first, if you could tell them what you have set up. And then second part is, if you had the money, what setup would you want?
Yeah, so yeah, I started with that T150 with right out of the box. That was my first setup with, you know, working with the PlayStation platform. And then a couple months into that, I moved up to the G29 only because I had a few bucks in my pocket. But at the end, so, and I have a homemade rig. I got a 45-inch TV, you know, a fabricated steel little stand with a Mazda RX-7 seat that I've made a little setup with.
Can I pause you right there?
Yeah.
You just shit on most people's setup right there. Like that's a sweet setup. The fact that you can make your own rig was pretty neat.
Well, before what did you have, Joe?
Oh, before I had this little wood thing I made that I would sit on my couch in my living room and with my wheel attached to it, and I would take it upstairs, I would bring it downstairs, wherever I wanted to race, I would just plug that thing in. But yeah, I had a Thrustmaster wheel for my Xbox, so that's where I kind of started with that whole thing. But yeah, with the G29, it's a great wheel. It's a great pedal set, I guess, for where I'm at. If I had all the money in the world, and I'm hoping that in a few months I might have it, I would love to have like a Fanatec direct drive setup for, you know, with the load cell pedals. But honestly, I think that's where most of my improvement could be if I could have a good set of a brake pedal. A load cell brake pedal is where it's at, bro. The steering wheel can give you some speed, but I think it's all in the brakes. If you got a good set of brakes, then that's where it's at, in my opinion.
I can feel that, because going from the T150 pedals to the G29 pedals, I noticed it was a huge difference for myself. I don't know if you noticed that as well. They were a little more responsive.
Yeah. Oh, huge difference. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I think going with a load cell type brake setup is where it's at. You know, you could have all the force feedback and all that in the world, but I think if you have a good feel for your braking in both series, right, the GT Spree, and I think even more in the Mazda, that's where it's at, man. You got to have a good feel for how you're braking. And trail brakes, you know, being able to feel how that is reacting is huge, man.
As someone else who has a little bit of real life experience, you know, the load cell would definitely give you that more real life feel of the brake friction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important.
What's everyone else's next question here? I'm all capped out on my questions. I'm not very
Legion, well versed.
Yeah, I got the last one on mine. What do you want for the league in the future? Where do you think this should go? What do you think we should change? What do you think we should do differently?
You know, I think if I could say for the GT Spree, I don't think we should do anything different. I think the track selections have been great. And even if that were to change any of the tracks that, you know, the Gran Turismo offers, would be something fun to do with you guys. I think I mentioned earlier, the only thing I would say is let's do a overall series points that are determining the championship. That's one. For the Mazda Cup, I'll be the first to say that, and I know I've told Coach and maybe a few of you others, let's kick up the horsepower of those cars a little bit to make them a little more, faster and a little more unpredictable. That's one thing. But otherwise, it's I think what we're doing is pretty good, man. It's fun. You guys are fun to race with. I think that's been clear. I think the racing's been awesome. It's been fun to get out there and compete with you guys. Nothing really else to say about that. And I think you guys are all doing a great job.
Gotcha. Appreciate that.
I like that. Makes me excited to come back.
I thoroughly enjoy hearing that as well.
Who's your favorite in race control? Why are you thinking?
Obviously, he's gonna pick Blue Moose.
Tell me who's in race control first, people.
Well, we got four. We got Keeping It Real, Coach, Legion, and myself.
I'll choose four since he's not here.
Fantastic play. That was well played.
Good answer. I'll accept that.
So I have a random question that came to my mind. What is your favorite car? Not a dream car, but like your favorite car that got you into liking cars and the automotive field? Regardless of what age.
Yeah, I mentioned the 911 earlier, and I think that's, as a kid, you know, looking at the RSR 911s from the 70s and the early 80s, those, I've just been a fan of Porsches my whole life. And again, if I could choose any dream car, not the most exotic of them all, but definitely all around just awesome car, that's what it would be, a 911.
I appreciate it. Beautiful. I want to get more philosophical here.
This is gonna be good.
Yeah, so what is your biggest takeaway from racing to real life? Obviously, you know, we all grow as people, so is there anything that you've taken away, or basically your biggest growth since joining the league, or something racing taught you that you could apply to real life?
That's a great question. And I think what comes to mind right away is, you know, being patient and learning how to just kind of breathe and relax and, don't let what's going on around you affect you. Just do your thing, run your laps, know your line. And you know, in any given day, I'll tell my own kids, you know, just do your thing, right? Don't worry about what's going on around you. If you're doing the right thing, then you're going to get ahead. So to me, I think that's true for what we've been doing with this league, is that if I could just tune out what's going on, and I'll be the first to say, you know, I'll put my headphones down and I won't be in the group chat when we're out there racing, because I don't want to hear it all. Because I feel like if you could just run your laps and focus and do your thing, that's all you can do, right?
Absolutely.
And when the guy's ahead of you and he's running off the track and you're following him and running off the track, well, you're not focused. And I'll be the first to say that I've done that so many times in this series. But that's something I got to learn, how to focus on my own lap, no matter who's behind me or who's ahead of me. I think that's probably the most important thing. What you got to do, right? You know your lane, you know your lap, what you're capable of. And you got to just be able to do that with all the distractions going on, be it the guy in front of you, the guy behind you, the chats going on in the headphones. I think that's the biggest takeaway I've taken is, you know, learn how to get past all that and just focus.
Awesome.
Now, just because of a couple of things you said in there, for those of the guys listening to the podcast that don't know, we do run a big group chat during the races. How do you feel about that? Do you feel that we should only run the group chat before and after the race? Or do you enjoy having it and being able to have that banter going during the race?
I don't think it's a bad thing to have it going. I think it would be, you know, something that you should leave up to every driver. Like myself, I'll just say, hey, if I don't want to hear it and people are chatting along the way that is distracting, I just, you know, I keep the chat on my headphones and I just say, all right, I'm not going to listen to it. I'll just throw my headphones off and do my thing. But I wouldn't say it's something we would want to prevent or discourage in any way. I think it's, you know, some people can get out there and run fast laps and be chatting about what's going on in life throughout the whole race. But that's not me. And so, you know, if we can let everyone choose what they want to do, I think that's probably the right thing. I'll throw my headphones off if I'm not interested in hearing it. There's been many races where I did hear it and you know, probably did okay and was hearing everybody chatting away throughout the whole race. And there's just, you know, I think it, for me, it's, you know, sometimes I come in with a different mood from race to race and, you know, I can deal with it some races and other races, I just don't want to hear it. So I'll just throw them off and not want to deal with it. But I think it's something you should let every racer decide if they want to do or not.
I like that. Good answer.
Me too.
That's fair.
Do you have any ideas how to improve the teams? Like what would you like to see the teams be more specified? Would you like to see team chat? Would you even like to see any team things going on?
Well, you know what? I really appreciate what we've done with our team, at least where we've, you know, we've gone online, we've done a lot of practices, we've shared tips and we've, I think all improved ourselves at one point or another. So I don't discourage that in any way. I think that's really fantastic that we're doing that. I don't really want or feel that we should have any kind of rivalries between the teams. And maybe that's not the right way of explaining it, but I don't want to feel like we are in any way hindering the series by having teams and having any kind of, I guess I'm struggling to explain what I'm trying to say.
Any hostilities?
But I guess at the end of the day, what I'm really, yeah, no hostilities, none of that kind of stuff. I think we get together as teams because it's fun. But for me, being a part of a team with you guys, you know, with Legion and Coach and Four and those guys, what I've appreciated is those off race day gatherings where we've gotten on tracks and just worked on stuff, right? And we've said, you know, hey, here's how you can improve, and you guys have told me here, hey, do this to try to improve. And I think that aspect of team building is pretty cool. And I think on our own, we may not improve as much as we would want. And I think the teams help foster that. So that's pretty awesome. And I don't see any reason why we should stop having teams. Because I think that's part of it, right? We're a team to make ourselves better. And that's the whole point.
Yeah, fully agree with that. Anybody else got any questions?
No, I've asked all the questions, even the ones that just kind of popped in the last minute there.
Yeah, I kind of maxed out on my questions and my random one question. Coach, you got something?
Nope, I asked my one.
Awesome. I will leave it off with, what personal goals do you have for this Mazda Cup? What where do you see yourself? What will you do differently for this Mazda Cup? Or if you're just like, hey, I'm not interested, fuck this. You know,
no, I got a lot of interest and I think it's great. I had a really good time the last time we ran this Mazda Cup and I'll be the first to say at first I was not overly satisfied, right, with the cars, and you know, they're kind of slow and all that, but once we got going and we were racing, I came to realize it, you know, it does really put it all down to the driver. So I found a lot of joy in doing that. And so looking forward to the next series, I think I have a lot of work to do and I want to, one, practice more. That's one thing. I didn't do a whole lot of practicing the last time, you know, every Saturday came around and I was, you know, on the game a few days or maybe even a few hours before race day to try to figure out where I'm going to be. So I think, you know, I want to try to be a little more disciplined with getting prepared for the races. And like I've said earlier, I could always find speed. I think that's something I have in me, that I can always find how to be fast. But when it comes to race day, it's a whole different game. So your racecraft is something that it plays a lot into how you're going to do. So racecraft is something I feel I got to work on. And I look to you guys as part of my team, and maybe even this whole series, who gets together well before, you know, the Saturday race, to just get out there and do some racing, right? And see what we're all doing and work on that racecraft. I think that's where what it'll come down to.
Absolutely.
I'm looking back, and it looks like the best of five, Joe placed fifth in the Mazda, but he was honestly only 8 points away from taking third.
And wow, overall, that was a tight series.
You know, the overall, he took second place.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so.
That's really cool.
Any personal goals, Joe?
So,
say it again, Joe.
So that's to my point. My the overall.
that's what he wants.
That's why. That's, you know what, that must.
Ow!
Get this best of five crap. I want the overall.
What are you gonna ask, Legion?
That's it.
Oh, is that? Oh, is that you speaking, Wag? I thought I heard somebody asking a question.
No, it was a baby or something. You see that baby peeking? I think so.
Don't eat my rig, you dick.
Who's back there, Joe? Joe, who's back there? Is that Nicholas?
Yeah, I saw your kid hiding behind your bed over there earlier.
That's two or go.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, let's wrap
always,
it up.
Toyota. Always use a head like this.
Yeah.
I'm good on questions. I think we had a good interview. Congrats to you, top three, who are the same team. So hopefully this next season we see a little bit of a breakup between you three as far as positioning.
Well, hopefully a couple of guys like Stig are able to make it into the top three for from Stream Team. I know we got some good races in here.
Yeah. Not if we could help it, brother.
Yeah, I'm right.
Well, I mean, that's competition. That's exactly what I want to hear. That's the friendly rivalry that I want from the teams.
So, Quinn, you're going number three this year?
Me? No. Fuck no. maybe number seven. Maybe number seven.
Hey, if it's an improvement, it's an improvement,
that's
right?
That's right. I think I finished 10th with the top best of five on GT Spree. So we'll see where I finish this with Mazda Cup. I'm not going to hold my breath on any major improvements. Maybe one or two spots.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be a weekly race, so it's
not as much time to practice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna let you guys get going. I appreciate everybody hopping on, taking some time out of the day, and joining me for this. It's something I enjoy doing, and hope you guys had a fun time. So we're gonna go from Quinn to Coach to Carlos to Joe. How can everybody get a hold of you guys?
All right. Well, everyone, as always, my socials are all BlueMoose65, with the exception of my PlayStation, which is BlueMoose_65, because got to change it up every once in a while.
What about you, Coach?
I am El Coachy Coach pretty much everywhere, so I'm pretty easy.
And let's clarify that the first Coachy is
with K-O-C-H-I. Yeah. So my kids ended up with that real quick. I don't think I explained why I picked that name. My kids, that's what they called me. And actually, Coachy in Japanese is coach, which is weird. It just ended up that way. So I just say, you know what? I'm going to put that as my name. So put El Coachy Coach.
El Coach Coach.
Yep.
And what about you, Legion?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram, on Twitch at Sim Legion. Sim Legion, all one word. Sim like Sim Racing. S-I-M. And then Legion like a small army.
All right, and last but not least, Joe, where can people find you?
Joe Hayda, Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook, and then that's about it. If you want my phone number,
It's 1-800.
Go fuck yourself.
The secret is not telling you guys, he's going to spam me with the most hilarious things you've ever seen.
I would do that if I was comfortable giving up my number to a whole bunch of weird people.
Fantastic. I appreciate everybody hopping on.
Thanks for having us. I hope you
guys have a fantastic time, and everybody, good luck this season. Again, personally for me, I hope I watch the top three break up a little bit, see some mix, but good competition between you guys. It's nice seeing everybody have a good time, and seeing the vast variety we all have between the five of us, particularly experience between automotive experience, racing experience, passions, interests, everything like that. So I think it's pretty cool. I appreciate you guys hopping on, and hope you guys have a fantastic night.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us.
Take care.
Peace, everyone.
Ciao, everybody.
Right, take care.